בחפה בחסלב מתחילים שמונת ימי חנוכה. On the 25th of Kislev starts the 8 days of Hanukkah, as the Gemara says in Shabbat, Daf Chaf Aleph. Now even though we celebrate 8 days, we know that they had enough oil for one day. So seemingly the miracle was a 7-day miracle. So why do we celebrate 8 days? The first night, Lechaura, was not a miracle. So the Bet Yosef asked this question in Siman Tafresh Ayin, and he answers three answers. First answer, they knew that they needed 8 days until they get a new batch of kosher oil. And therefore, on the first night, they split it into 8 parts. And therefore, on the first night, they only lit 1/8 of the shiur. And the miracle was that the 1/8 of oil lasted an entire night. The second answer is that when they woke up in the morning, really they used a full jug of oil. When they woke up the next morning, the jug was still filled with oil. So the miracle was that the jug refilled itself. The third shot, as he says, is that not that the jug refilled itself, but the cups in the menorah itself remained filled. When they got there the next morning, it did not diminish at all. And therefore, there was a miracle even on the first night. Tadlakat ner Hanukkah is a mitzvah medevrei sofrim, just like the mitzvah of kiriat megillah. Therefore, since it's a mitzvah de Rabbanan, we do not have 9 days in chutz la'aretz. Because normally in chutz la'aretz we had an extra day, pesifikat de yomah. But since the whole holiday is rabbinical, so therefore we do not make an extra day misafik. Be'asurim be'hesped. There's no eulogies throughout Hanukkah. Be'ta'anit. And there is no fasting. Venohagot hanashim shelo la'asot melacha be'od shanerot dolkot. And some ladies have a custom that they do not do work so long as the candles are lit. So Magen Abraham says only the ladies, because the miracle of Hanukkah, one of the miracles happened through a lady called Yehudit, that she was killing the enemies. So therefore they have the custom. However, from the Maharil, it's mashma that even the men have a custom not to work as long as the menorah is lit, at least for the first half hour. And the reason they say is, the Beit Yosef brings down one reason why they don't work is because we want to show that you're not allowed to benefit from the light of the Ner Hanukkah. So by not working, you're showing that it's asur lishtamish leorah, or because we don't want to take our mind off the miracle. We want to remember the miracle a little. And if it was proper, if a person has the chance, after he lights the menorah, not to rush and go out and go run somewhere. He should sit, not to benefit from the light itself, but to sit, to recount the miracle, to eat a little mezonot, to have a little moment where you can remember the miracle itself. Furthermore, the Kaf HaHayim brings down in Ot Yud, Yesh Nashim, there are certain ladies that, if let's say they're in danger, or they want a certain yeshua, a certain salvation of some sort, that they make a neder, that they're not going to work during the times that the menorah is lit, and that has brought tremendous yeshuot to the ladies. Some don't accept it the whole holiday, some say even 1 day or 2 days. There's great value in making such a neder. Also, the halakha writes, "Ribuya se'udot shemarbim bayim im se'udat reshut." There's really no mitzvah to have a se'udah on Hanukkah. It's all voluntary. Shelo kav'um lemishteh, which means on Hanukkah, the enemy wanted to abandon us spiritually. Therefore, it's more of a spiritual celebration as opposed to Hanukkah. They wanted to physically annihilate us, therefore it's more of a physical celebration. Yesh omrim, she has ksat mitzvah b'riboy ha-se'udot mishum, de'be'otam ha-yamim haya chanukat ha-mizbeya. Which means in the Mishkan, the 25th of Kislev was a very important day. Although it didn't come out to fruition, but it was that day that we finished building the Mishkan. We didn't inaugurate it until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But since that day was the real day that we finished the Mishkan, so therefore it is minhag that they make a seudah on these days as well. Furthermore, the books bring down, even those that don't have seudot during the Hanukkah, it's voluntary, but on Rosh Chodesh Tevet, which is in Hanukkah, it's bigger mitzvah to have a seudah, and of course on Shabbat Hanukkah as well. The Ben Ish Chai says on Rosh Chodesh Tevet,
The custom is to light a ner lichbod Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. V'nuhagim lomar zimirof et tishbachot v'az avi seudat mitzvah. As we know, when you sing pizmonim and things like that, then it turns into a seudat mitzvah. Yesh omrim sheyesh le'echol givina b'chanukah. Then the custom to eat cheese products on Hanukkah, the fish anes na'asa b'chalav sheichila yehudit et ha'oyev. Yehudit, which is the lady that we talked about, she gave the enemy milk, and milk made him lethargic and tired, and then she was able to kill him. Some say that the story of Yehudit did not happen on Hanukkah, but it happened during the reign of the Greeks. And therefore, it's another item that happened during the Greek period, so therefore we commemorate that miracle as well on Hanukkah, of the story of her killing the enemy, and therefore we make a zecher on Hanukkah to eat dairy products.